This is Cascadia Public Radio.
This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com. Welcome back to the New World Next Week. And here joining me on the line, as always, is my good friend and the host of MediaMonarchy.com, James Evan Pilato. James, it's great to have you back again.
Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, let's get right into it. What's our first story for today?
Our first story we're going to cover is posted up on MediaMonarchy.com under my 9/11 updates, Terror Trials, Truth and Consequences, and it's a report from the fantastichistorycommons.org, and I know James and I both on our podcast have mentioned historycommons.org and their fantastic complete 9/11 timeline. It's a resource that if you're not using it, you're really missing out. An article from them with a question: the real reason only 5 detainees are coming to New York. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder recently announced that 5 detainees would be moved from Guantanamo Bay to New York, where they would stand trial for carrying out the 9/11 attacks. However, 5 other detainees will continue to be tried before military commissions, which have lower standards of evidence. The 5 detainees coming to New York have previously indicated they intend to plead guilty, although the 5 to be tried before military commissions have not. The New York 5 are, of course, KSM, the vaunted mastermind, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, Ramzi bin al-Shib, Ali Abdul Aziz Ali, Mustafa al-Hassawi, and Khalid bin Attash. They indicated their intention to plead guilty at a hearing at Guantanamo Bay on December 8, 2008, so now almost a year ago. So we have multiple links and sources to McClatchy and otherwise. But what this does is, I think, bring back what really, I guess, unfortunately, has never gone away, the 9/11 specter. And for those who thought that Obama was going to overturn the Patriot Act or maybe stop the wars and do all these things, we see all of these things are still predicated on what you and I, again, and millions of other folks refer to as the lies of 9/11, the official story of 9/11. Cannot be true. And we see the same game plan going forward, all predicated, again, on the blank check of 9/11.
That's absolutely right. And firstly, let me just reiterate my complete and 100% concordance with your earlier statement about History Commons. It's an excellent resource, and everyone should use it as much as possible. And also, this ties into an update that's just come across the news wires that apparently Obama and Holder have both now gone on record saying that these 5 people will be convicted and will be put to death, which I'm no legal expert, but in any ordinary civil type of criminal case, that would be grounds for a mistrial. But I'm sure it won't be in this case, because as we know, these people are going to be convicted and they are going to be put to death no matter what. So just more things that you can't believe in to do with 9/11 and to do with the Obama administration. But I guess this type of story ties in a little bit with something that we're going to be covering in story number 2. So what have you got up for us next?
It truly does relate. And again, we've always kind of talked about how they sold or shoved the Patriot Act upon us and saying that it's just for them over there. It's just for the terrorists. We're not going to listen to your phone calls. It's not for you. But we've said the whole mechanics of all of this is just being shifted around. So the same things that we saw used in Iraq are now being used here in the States, whether it's sound weapons or what have you. Essentially, what we're talking about here is from Raw Story and Raw Replay, sourced to, of course, the SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, 100 new militia groups since Obama elected. And I note before this video piece and quick article that, again, we're back to the homegrown errorism of the 1990s. If you recall, in the Clinton era, it was nothing but McVeighs and militias and Wacos and Ruby Ridge and all those things that, again, when there's a Democrat in, it seems that the enemy is here, but when it's a Republican, we have to go overseas to get them over there. Again, the fake left-right paradigm moves forward. It just sometimes shifts around who the enemy is. So we're back to the homegrown errorism of the 90s. Mark Potok told CNN that the Southern Poverty Law Center has found 100 new militia groups since President Barack Obama was elected. CNN's Jim Acosta talked to members of one militia who are worried that Obama will take away their Second Amendment rights. We do have links to some of the reportings from Southern Poverty Law Center, Return of the Militias. And I would even say that that's probably a misnomer because they've never really gone away. It's just now that we want to focus and demonize them yet again.
That's exactly right, and it ties in with the new ADL special report, Rage Grows in American Anti-Government Conspiracies, which tries to tie all of this in with the conspiracy theorists who believe things like 9/11 was an inside job, and notes that this is a worrying new trend that has occurred in the last year, as if people weren't criticizing the Bush administration and comparing Bush to Hitler. No, only that has only happened since Obama came in. No, as you point out, this is exactly more of that phony left-right garbage that we're fed on a daily basis, and they're trying to convince us that suddenly the new real terrorist enemy is at home, when, of course, as we know, the real terrorist enemy are in the positions of power in the government. So, once again, we see the whole system is just turning against the people, as we always said and always knew that it would. Well, let's move right along to our third story. What have you got up for us next?
Something I believe we only briefly just referenced on a previous episode of The New World Next Week is not only the updates on this swine flu, but the interesting things going down in the Ukraine. There are many articles and things, great things from Stephen Lindman and Global Research, but we're going to look at Natural News, naturalnews.com, another great source, and has only become a more, you know, important source for me to go to daily as things become stranger in the bio war, if you will. H1N1 super flu plague in Ukraine sparks concern and conspiracy theories about origin. So, again, from naturalnews.com, here's what we know with some degree of certainty about the H1N1 virus in Ukraine right now. Nearly 300 people have died from the viral strain and over 65,000 have been hospitalized. Actual numbers increasing by the hour, and again, this is probably even just a couple days old, is now dated as things move so quickly. The virus appears to be either a highly aggressive mutation of the globally circulating H1N1 strain or a combination of three different influenza strains now circulating in Ukraine. Some observers suspect this new superflu might be labeled viral hemorrhagic pneumonia, meaning it destroys lung tissue until your lungs bleed, but that has not been confirmed by any official sources. This goes into lockdowns and crackdowns, and this all ties into something I don't even feel like I can go over fully, but that is Baxter Pharmaceutical Company, the case of a guy named Joseph Moshe and his warnings about Baxter and their lab in the Ukraine back in August before this second wave of swine flu. Again, I can't quite wrap my head around this. James, what's your take on this?
Again, this is the type of story that I think we're going to have to wait and see how it plays out. But at the moment, I'm just shocked at how little attention this story is getting in the corporate-controlled media. So I don't know if this is a real bioweapon. I don't know if this is just a naturally occurring flu mutation. But the strange silence on so many levels about this story is one of the things that's perplexing me. So again, until we see how it plays out a little bit more, I don't think we have any basis for really saying what's going on over there.
I think if we can put it bluntly and maybe explain it for if we're kind of tiptoeing around the issue, the conspiracy theory is that Baxter, a pharmaceutical company, and its lab or one of its labs in the Ukraine has somehow generated this new rapidly mutating H1N1 virus. We don't make that up lightly because Baxter earlier in the year was busted sending tainted vaccines abroad.
That's exactly right. That's a key story. I'm going to put that in the links for this episode of New World next week, so everyone needs to check that out to see what we're talking about when we talk about engineered bioweapons. But at any rate, James, we're almost out of time. Thank you once again, and thank you to everything you do over at MediaMonarchy.com.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it. Again, as things are accelerating, this only becomes more important.